feels to me a bit like that, that to reclaim our parts, to stand into our own power, we need to stop beating ourselves up for the things that we're not doing or we think we should do it. Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. This week's podcast is a little different as there's things going on at home that mean I can't do what I'd like to do. So I've decided just to share a poem from a previous episode and to just leave it there for you to have a poem. So I'm giving you a poem to think about for the week, but to not overanalyze it or provide you any particular insight at all. I'll just leave you to do that. So the poem is I Reclaim All My Parts. And today for me, if I was to give you a little insight, is it also links to another episode I did about putting the stick down that we beat ourselves up with. Feels to me a bit like that, that to reclaim our parts, to stand into our own power, we need to stop beating ourselves up for the things that we're not doing or we think we should do it. So have a listen, see what you think, and hopefully I'll be back in full fettle next week. I reclaim all my parts. I reclaim all my parts. The parts I've lost along the way. The parts whose existence I've denied. The hidden parts, the unacknowledged and unappreciated parts. The forgotten parts, the parts I've found it hard to love. I reclaim all of my parts. I give breath to all of my parts. I love all of my parts. And all of my parts love me. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.